Hey.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we've missed you guys.
Yes. We always miss you guys.
Yeah. It's almost like a nice little community family we got going here.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners we know because they write us on a continuous basis, which is cool.
Yeah, it is.
I've never met these people, neither of you.
No. But you know, we really should, like, hopefully one day
do a meet and greet.
Yeah. You know, because you know, there's a lot of podcasts that they do these things where they do it on a big grand forum type thing. Maybe we could do ours like on a smaller scale and promote it at some point.
Sex shops, yeah.
Well, not I'm joking. Sex
I'm
shops,
joking.
You know what I mean?
Starbucks and sex shops tour.
Yeah. You know, because it's funny. Like when we first started this podcast, we were obviously for me, it was very sex based driven. That's why we were getting all this crucifixion. Like we were getting crucified because we were just, you know, on a sexual
level.
At least I was, you know.
I mean, we were both, but not, but I was all about like, talking about it, and you were like, I just want it.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's funny, you know, and then this is when we first started. And as time went on, and
you're getting it on a regular basis, it takes a different dynamic.
Not so much that, but it just, it kind of goes into a different realm where now here we are, technically, at least I was in a relationship at the time. You were kind of like, floating.
Yes. Floating. Floating in a sea of chaos. Yes. Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, there was, you know.
So now I'm single. You are dabbling. And this is where we are almost a year later.
Yeah. I'm dabbling ish, I guess you can say.
Right. So
now, you know, our post, the things that we talk about are a little bit more on the serious relationship side more so than on the sex, even though we, you know,
it's probably really gonna go back.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna go back.
Yeah.
At some point. It's probably gonna go back once I hit my mark of like, I need it. Which
My God, I'm about to go crazy. Like I do. I go through it's like freaking, you know, crack cocaine.
I know.
You go through withdrawals.
I know.
Your body starts to freaking shake. Yeah. And itch. Like, should I have fucking haven't gotten it in a while?
And then you start looking at things you normally would not do. Like, be like, oh, yeah, I would totally hook up with this
fuckable
person.
I'll do him.
He smells good. He looked like he took a shower today. Yes. He doesn't have a job. He has nothing going for him. He's a fucking loser. But yeah.
I'll fuck him once.
And that's it.
Keep it moving.
Yes. Oh, my God. So this week's episode, we're actually going to honor friendship and serious like relationship bonds, because we just went through a bit of a reunion last night.
Yeah, a small reunion that we had. You know, we, not a lot of people can say that they're still connected or, you know, with a group of people that they've known since childhood, from like young, like kindergarten or preschool to like
now,
you know, to now. Yeah. You know, a lot of people can't say that. And not to say that we all talk, you know, every day. You know, it's so weird. Like, it's like we can get together, we can not see each other for years, and we can get together like
and never skip a beat.
Yeah, and never skip a beat. You know, not too many people can really say that they have connections with people like that today.
Right.
Especially in this fucking generation.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of communication already.
Yeah.
You know?
This generation does not know how to communicate or connect. And it's unfortunate, you know? And this is why.
Especially for our kids, you know? Like, I can't really say that my kids are going to. I shouldn't say that, but I could see it now that there's no, like, long stability friendships that I can say, oh yeah, they're going to be friends forever. You know what I mean? I don't see that right now with any of their friends.
Right.
Hopefully maybe down the line, but kids today, it's just so funny, you know?
And then like, as we were sitting there last night and I was looking at all of us, I was noticing that even though it's been 29 years, that like,
even though Dagna on Facebook said 40,
it was 43. No, because
I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I'm trying to, what I was writing, which really didn't even need to be mentioned, but what I was writing about was the fact that some of us actually have 40 year friendships, like you and I,
me and
you know, Kimbo, like where I've known you guys since I was three.
Yeah.
And, you know, granted, we're 42, going to be 43, but still.
Oh, 43.
My point was that it's 40 years of friendship. Some of the other kids in our class went to preschool together, you know, somewhere else, or went to preschool within our school and did kindergarten. You know, I wasn't in the kindergarten class with you.
Yeah,
but,
I was in kindergarten.
But that's what but that was my point, is the fact that it's like 40 years of friendship.
Yeah.
We didn't graduate 40 years ago. We graduated 29 years. Next year will be 30.
Yeah. How that
but,
sounds so
But that's the reality of ago. Right, but that's the reality of shit, and that's what I was getting at. You know, and then with, like, you know, two of the people that was missed at that reunion last night, those two are best, well, we're best friends and we're close.
Oh, for a minute. I was like, who are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. They were both best friends, and they were in the school.
What are the names that we should call these two? Well,
Ed and Dr. Dre.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. That actually works.
Yes, because that's what it was. That's what we used to call them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because I never used to, like, hang out with the boys like that.
Yeah.
You know, to that degree, even though we were all semi, like, close. And it wasn't like, you know.
But that's what I loved about us, is that even though we were close, there were little cliques.
Yeah.
You know, because it was always either, it was you and I, and, mm-hmm. And then it was like me, you, Kimbo, and Holy Roller. And then all of a sudden it was you and Holy Roller.
Who wasn't a Holy Roller back then? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Right.
Hey.
And then it was me and Kimbo, you know? So yeah, but everybody was still, we still had like that closeness and that support, and we all accepted each other. And that was one of the things that I loved, is like, no matter where you came from or what you were into, it was like, okay, this is where you came from. That's what you're into. Awesome. And then that was it. But when things went down and something happened, we were there for each other.
Right.
And it didn't matter where we were coming from, because even though obviously the majority of the class lived in the neighborhood, you, me, and like two or three other people didn't live in the neighborhood. We lived in other boroughs.
Yeah.
That surround the borough that we went to school in. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, you know, even, and this is, and that was the most unique thing to me, was that summer vacations. It wasn't a thing of like, okay, well, you know, I'll see you in September. Have a great summer vacation. It was like, we were still hanging out in the summer with our classmates. We come back September and it was just like, oh, now we got to endure schoolwork again.
Right.
You know, but we had a kick-ass summer together. Some of us went away, but.
But, I mean, just goes to show, like, you know, regardless, you know, we had a reunion and everybody, you know, gathered, and a lot of people haven't seen each other in years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, regardless of the fact of us not seeing each other in this period of time, it was like, we never skipped a beat. It was like, you know, us reminiscing about, oh, you remember that time? Remember that time? And mm-hmm. it was just like, you know.
Some people forgot. Some people remembered. It's funny because some people have like details, like myself. Like, I remember the way this happened.
And, yeah.
Da, 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 da.
And, but it's just, it's funny to see where we are now that we're all technically in our 40s.
Right.
And we still look good as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Aging like fine wine. You know, we still all look good, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just funny to see like where we are.
Even in our relationships.
In our lives and in relationships, which is where we want to get into more so. Because, you know, we're all in. You know, some people are married, you know, mm-hmm. and are together, married. I don't mean to say it like that, you know, because nothing's ever happily, you know, like you could be married and nothing is perfect.
It looks perfect, but it really isn't.
No, nothing's perfect in marriage. And we both know that nothing is ever perfect. It, marriage takes, you know, freaking work.
Yeah.
Real work to make it, you know, last. But, and then a lot of us are, you know, single or with significant others, and you know, it's just kind of a little bit all over the place for all of us, but you know, at the end of the day, we're all doing what we need to do to get by.
And but when we look at each other, we still look at each other, well, some of us still look at each other like we're still that age.
Yeah, I mean, I still listen.
Yeah,
I wish I could say freaking names. Exactly. But I still look at there's some people I still look at, and I look at them and I'm like, that's what I see when I see them, you know, especially one of them who, you know, was heavily into the video games.
Right.
And I still look at him like, the little one, who, you know, with the glasses, the cute one, you know, I still see him like that.
And I don't.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
I still see
but
him.
I see, but I, that's a funny thing because I still see.
And I still see his sisters just like that,
yeah,
too.
From, yeah. When, oh, they were, I like, see, I see his sisters like that, but yeah. I don't see him like that. But yeah. I see his best friend more like how he looked when we were kids.
Yeah.
With the bowl cut and everything. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's so adorable. You know? Yeah. That innocence, you know?
Mm-hmm. Obviously we're not innocent anymore, clearly.
but back then, I remember us like, well, I know I used to try to figure out like,
where's everybody
going to
be?
I wonder if we're going to keep in touch. And if we do keep in touch, I wonder if you're going to be married or you're going to have kids or you're going to do this or you're going to do that. And right. Now to fast forward,
yeah, to see
29 years
is.
Later.
Thank God for social media,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, and see where we're
social
all
media,
at.
Social media, don't we have something?
Oh, yeah. All right, and to see where we're all at now, it's such a great thing, you know? Yeah. Like, I think that we're super fucking blessed and fortunate.
I think the people that was there were meant to be there, like, because there's a group of us, and obviously mm-hmm. not all of us could have been there at the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know,
I think,
but
we were like a class of like 24.
Yeah.
Or something. 24. Like
yeah.
Yeah. I so think. It was like half of us that
half
were there.
Half of us was there, you know, and listen, we've.
Some were missed and some weren't. That was a fact.
Seriously.
That's a fucking fact.
For real. We're not going to name no names with that one.
there's
some of you that, you know, I don't. No offense, I don't mind not seeing.
Yes, we extended the invitation, but it was okay if you didn't come.
Praises be for those that did not show up. I could give a flying fuck, tell you the truth. But the ones that were there, I was very happy, obviously, to see.
Yeah.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And if you guys that were there last night are listening to this, you guys already know that we were okay with X, Y, and Z, whoever did not show up.
Yeah. I was happy to see the ones that were there, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. There was a couple that I wish did show up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but there's some that I'm deuces.
Yeah. Like I said, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Seriously. Peace. Like, it would have been nice to see the one that you called Dr. Dre.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Who's an amazing, you know? Mm. Turned out to be an amazing man.
Oh yeah, I'm like I said, despite the fact that some of us are married or single or what, you know, like in relationships or whatever, but like we, like you and I always say, like we're surprised at how the guys turned out.
Yeah,
the guys in our class,
they turn out to be really good guys.
Really good guys. Yeah,
they're not assholes. Like, you know, right?
But when we were kids, it was like, oh God.
But they were good back then. They were good guys then. Yes. You know, they didn't. They wasn't like, you know. The guys that we fucking come across sometimes.
Oh, no.
You know?
No,
but they
no.
came out to be really good men. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say they're men today, not freaking boys.
Oh, yeah. Very responsible.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know so much about the loving, thoughtful stuff, but it seems like they're really good fathers. If they have kids, they have really good dads. And they're there for their kids. And they're
and that's important.
And they look happy.
Right.
To have their kids.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It doesn't look like a thing of like... I'm dragged down by this and I don't want to be in it.
Yeah.
You know, but like I wish our children could experience that more. Like friendship.
Right. Same here.
Friendship, relationship, like what that truly looks like.
Yeah.
And what it should be.
Cause it's not existent
mm-hmm.
in today's world. I don't see it to be compared to when we grew up. It's so different.
Yeah. I don't like what could I possibly do, you know, to like
for what
to kind of make that possible. But it's
there's
like
nothing
I can.
You can
there's
do unless you
do.
Can go to school with your kid and be like,
right?
Hey,
I'm gonna sit right there next to him.
Like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do. You just gotta hope that they at some point they meet that person, you know, who would like how I used to tell my kids, like, I want you to meet your Dagna, you know, or you meet that person, like, you know, people who really were a main fixture in mm-hmm. your youth, you know, growing
right.
up. You got to hope that for them.
Right.
But awesome. I hope that this is something that even though you, I know you and somebody else within our class had always tried to set up reunions and it never really worked out. I never went to any of them in the past.
We got to one.
One That was just only you and I and Ed.
No, no.
I didn't go to any of the other
ones.
Yeah,
the one with Miss Ely. Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
But that wasn't really a reunion.
Yes, it was.
It was more of a birthday type situation.
But it was still a reunion because our classmates showed up.
Not a lot of our classmates showed up. It was just, it was Ed, you and I,
Miss Ely,
and Dr. Dre, who happened to, you know, showed up. Mm-hmm. That was it, really. Mm-hmm. That wasn't compared to like yesterday.
But it's still something.
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to the situation that took, just, you know, transpired like a couple of days before with Ed.
That was like a week before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a week, yeah.
But still, it's still, like I said, even when I had my birthday party for my son and, you know, it was you and...
I think when there's a good amount of us, then it's more considered compared to...
I mean, you know. I don't care how many show up, it's still a reunion of some sort.
Mm.
It's a reunion, a reconnection of the masses in some capacity.
Right. Yeah. But I know there's, you know, there's some people who... obviously, as we mentioned, did not show up, mm-hmm. and it's not a surprise, mm-hmm. especially one in particular who we've kind of brought up, as I said, from time to time throughout our podcast, interestingly.
Oh yeah. Yes. I'm like, who the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you talking
about?
So we
already knew, even though you reached out the invitation to mm-hmm. him, mm-hmm. we already knew because mm-hmm. he's on lock and key,
mm-hmm.
And probably not in the best situation to tell you the truth, but you know, it is what it is on his end.
Yeah,
That's his life.
I mean, he seems happy, so good for him.
Yeah, but you know what's so fucked up about that situation is that, as you said, because you were more close to him than anybody,
mm-hmm.
that the only real friends he really had is like his family, his cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So here, like, you know, you have all these people, and you have one person who was at some point your best friend,
mm-hmm.
who.
Yeah, two of us.
Yeah, who was there for you.
Yeah.
And you totally, like, threw them to the wayside,
mm-hmm.
you know? And friendships like that are hard to come by.
Oh, yeah.
So who's your fucking best friend? This person? And, mm-hmm. you know, I say that to say life is very funny. You never know
mm-hmm.
who you may need or, you know, what the circumstances may need. And then you turn around and you look and you see you pushed everybody that was always there from you.
Right.
Away.
Yeah.
You know, and at some point, I think, you know.
Do you think that it's going to hit him one day where.
I think reality kicks in for everybody at some point.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit there, you look back and you're like, because I know for myself, I've pushed people away, mm-hmm. you know, stupidly, you know, over dumb shit. You know what I mean? And I look back now and I look back and as I'm older and I'm like, you know, that was stupid of me. And I regret
mm-hmm.
doing those things. You know, it was wrong of me. And you know, for some of them, I've apologized to because I felt like I was wrong on my end.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you are acknowledging the shit that you've done, you know, and you're really, you know, sorry for doing those things. Because, you know, as I said, good people are hard to come by, especially in this world where you look around and it's hard to trust people. It's mm-hmm. hard to see if that person is genuine and authentic, you know.
Yeah.
And when you grow up with people, you kind of get to know the ins and outs. You can't get to know the ins and outs of people today. You mm-hmm. know, you come across people, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, certain group of people will always be there for you.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think the term is fair weather friends, like the ones that just pop up when it's convenient for them.
Right.
You know, and we didn't have that.
Right.
I don't think we had that at all.
Right.
And like I said, when things were bad, And even in our friends' families, when things were bad, like let's say somebody in their family was sick, it actually affected us. Like it made us sad, and we wanted to be there and comfort that person.
Right.
You know, and our families knew each other.
Right.
And would talk to each other. I don't know my son's friends' families.
Same.
And I've been friendly. Like I'll go to like a school function or whatever. Yeah. Right. And I'd have to say maybe his elementary school is where I knew most of his friends' parents.
Right.
And I was cool with them, but not to this extent.
Not to the level.
Yeah, not to the level like what we had.
Right. Where your friends, you know, your kid can easily go off and you're like, okay, no problem, I'll pick you up later. And you're not thinking twice about it, you know, because you know in your mind, my kid is in
safe.
Good hands and safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
fucking can't do that shit nowadays.
Right.
So no. You can't do that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, because I was thinking about that, like how all of our parents knew each other and were friendly with each other, where we would just go off to everybody's house.
Yep. We would be house hopping.
Yeah, literally. House hopping. We would go to any.
Yeah. And then the parents are always like, oh, you want something to eat? You want something to drink? Oh, you want our, you know, like if it got later in the day or whatever, it was always extended. Like, oh, you want to stay? You're okay to stay over if you want to stay over, right. But you got to make sure you call your mom and dad and let them know.
Right.
You know? But now it's like, all right, hey, nice seeing you.
Like, can I have a sleepover, mom? No.
No.
Why not?
No.
Right. And I'm like,
right.
They don't see the bigger picture like how we see, you know?
Yeah, but I think also because our, it's so weird. Because I'm thinking about it, like, a few of the moms were they're moms. They were literally moms through and through.
Right.
And they didn't just look at their kid as like, this is my kid and that's my only concern.
They looked,
looked at all of us and was like, oh, you need this, you need that.
Yeah.
Here you go, blah, blah, blah. You know, I have no desire to be a mom to my son's
me neither.
I think I would be that way if I saw that.
Yeah. Like if I'm at an event.
Oh, yeah. I would look
I'm
going to
keep by, you know, because I want you to make sure everybody's safe. Yeah. But I'm not going to sit there and be like going
Let me make you snacks. Let me.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't got it in me. Even though I'm like on top of my kids, right. You know, motherly wise, I can't.
But if I saw that.
Yeah.
Coming from other parents, that thoughtfulness,
right?
I would be the same way,
right?
You know, I would reciprocate.
I don't see too many parents being that thoughtful.
No,
only for their own kids.
A lot of the parents in Staten Island, honestly, are very standoffish, extremely standoffish.
I mean, I'm standoffish, but for good reason, you know. The same situation here. Everybody in Long Island, for the most part, is like. I'm not going to say privileged or they feel like, oh, I'm better than you or, you know.
But they do look at what you have.
Yeah, they do. And it's just like they're very, in my opinion, very, for the most part, judgmental.
Shallow.
Yeah, very shallow, judgmental. It's like they look at you and then instantly they judge.
Yeah.
Without getting to know who you are first, you know.
The other thing is that where we went to school, it was very diverse. Right. Here is not diverse. Staten Island is not diverse. They look at you.
They make their own assumptions without even fucking knowing. Like, how about you fucking talk to me first before you make your fucking assumptions? Now, you know what? I'm going to fucking be that bitch you've been saying I was.
Calm down. Calm down.
Just saying.
Yes. I don't know if
I feel that way because of the people that I tend to, unfortunately, live around and deal with.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just unfortunate.
I miss those days.
I miss that those days too.
I think though, but I honestly think that the relationships or like the friendships that we had growing up helped us in our being able to connect in our personal relationships later on. And what I mean by that is like, for instance, like if you don't have those solid friendships growing up, right? Mm-hmm. And you go about your life, you start dating, and stuff happens, you don't really have anybody to confide in.
Well, we didn't, you know, because there was a period where you and I were not.
Right. But we were able to be that friend for other people and still kind of have that support going along the way.
Yeah.
But then we reconnected and like we say, you don't skip a beat.
Right.
And it's like right back to like, we didn't, like 29 years didn't even fucking pass.
Right.
You know? But we were still able to build these connections and friendships with other people. And we were those people for them, but they couldn't be the same.
For us, yeah.
For us.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for the rest of our class.
I don't know. I mean, there's some people.
I can only speak for me and you.
Yeah,
that's
but
it.
There's some people within our class that are still close, you know, that are still best friends up until today, you know. So everybody's, you know, different. What?
Sorry, I'm drinking.
You know, but it was cool because, you know, we had two people that came from out of town that drove, that went out their way flew and drove both, came out their way, which was awesome to see. One, you know, we haven't seen in years.
Yes.
You know, so that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we should do something like this, you know,
once a year.
Once a year, yeah.
Once a year is that a would safe, be cool. A safe thing. Yeah.
I mean, and I say that for those that are not as close, you mm-hmm. know, compared to the ones that are still here mm-hmm. In New York. But it's
connection is so, so important. And yeah. having that support is so important. And I don't think our class realizes how much each and every one of them meant to me.
Right.
Because my home life was so fucked up and none of you guys had any clue of what I was facing.
Right. You know, it's so funny because I remember we used to call you like almost like crybaby because you always cry all the mm-hmm. time, like instantly get emotional, start crying.
Yeah.
But then now fast forwarding and now knowing what I know now, mm-hmm. now I understand why.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because it had nothing 100% to do with what was going on there. It mm-hmm. reflected based on what was going on at home.
Yeah.
And it was like a trigger effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If something happened. So it was like... It's interesting, yeah. you know,
because I was the class clown and I was always hiding behind my humor.
Yeah.
And then when things would happen,
you break down.
I would have to break down. Yeah. I couldn't keep it in.
Right.
Sorry. I'm trying to open this damn water.
You're funny.
1 second.
Oh God.
There we go.
So funny.
Yeah. I need to refresh. Because I was talking so much and you know, trying to talk over the music that my voice is like really fucked right now.
Right.
So
but it's interesting to mm-hmm. say the least.
Yeah.
But I hope the best for everybody. And it's good to see that everybody is well, you know, mm-hmm. and
everyone looks great. Yeah, everything is great. Everyone's, you know, it's going well. And I'm hoping that, you know, some of the people that couldn't make it yesterday
right.
or this time around can make it for the next time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, there was nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
And if you guys are listening, love you. Love you all. Yeah. And, you know.
Because I know, you know, for some of you need to catch up. Oh, catch up on our podcast, yeah. because they're,
you know, yeah.
they're intrigued about one specific topic.
Right, know? Right.
But you got to listen to a couple of episodes to kind of figure out which one.
Mm-hmm. And, and you know what's funny is they're going to get to know us way more now.
Right?
Way more.
You get to know what a freak Dagna is.
Yeah.
Super freak.
Yeah, me. Yeah, me. Pot. Calling the kettle black.
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, right.
Quote unquote.
As you wink to yourself that the listeners can't even fucking see you. Okay.
You know, they usually say you have to watch out for the quiet ones.
Yes, yes.
And I'm still quiet. You yes. know, there's traits about all of us that still run true to us today. You know, mm-hmm. even though we've all grown up and we've changed and, mm-hmm. you know,
matured.
There's certain little things that still are reminders of our youth and who we were,
mm-hmm.
you know, like me with the sugar, you know, I have a sweet tooth still. It just is what it is.
Me with my music and yeah. how I dress and yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still quiet, you know, still a little bit shy, even though I'm not shy in other ways.
Still, I'm
you know what I mean?
Right. I'm still silly. I still say it like it is. I'm still silly.
Yeah.
Still a
comedian.
And I'm still very much connected to my childhood. I think that's super important. Yeah. I don't say, hey, be fucking childish, but
right.
definitely never give up that childish, like, who you were back then.
Right. I think a lot of people forget who they once was mm-hmm. to become something that they're technically not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get that, you know, you're supposed to grow and develop as a person and better yourself. But I think there's certain aspects that you should not lose about yeah. yourself and who you are.
Especially when you become a parent.
Yes.
Because you're going to need to relate to your children.
Right.
And in turn, I think they see like our kids, mm-hmm. you know, this morning seeing like, oh, wow, that's so cool that you guys are, you know, reconnecting with your friends from back then. And
yeah.
you know, I'm showing them pictures.
As funny as it is, because yeah. our kids are, you know, we were back then, we graduated when we were, you know, 94, 14 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and our kids are around the same
age now. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. you know, I keep telling my kids, like, I've been there. I know how it was to be your age. I didn't forget.
Right.
I may be forgetting other things, well, but I didn't forget that.
Always, yeah. Kids are always like, oh, my parents don't understand. And then the parents are always like, I was a child once. But then when I show them pictures, I show them pictures of how we all used to look, how we used to dress.
Right.
You know, and then showing them how we look now.
We look the same.
Yeah, we look the same.
Yeah. But we're just older, mature.
Yeah.
You know, more mature.
Never would have thought would see this. Honestly.
Right.
When I was back then, I would wonder how we would be.
I never thought about
but
that,
I
really.
I never thought I'd see it.
Right.
You know?
That's what I said. Thank God for social media.
I know.
That's what.
That wasn't even really, a thing. That wasn't even a thought back then, social media.
But you were like the main, like I would say the gatekeeper
mm-hmm.
of keeping everybody, or being in contact with somewhat everybody
mm-hmm.
and gathering up everybody together. Because when I was like, we should do a reunion, Dak. And I was like, you know everybody. Get everybody together. you got the connects to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, even though we all follow each other on social media, you're the one that kind of is more connected and communicate with them more so.
Yeah, I'm that friend that will randomly text you at like 2 a.m. or months later or even years later out of nowhere. If you pop in my head, I will reach out and be like, hey, what's up? How are you?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with you? And they'd be like, oh shit, Dagna. Like,
right.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, da, 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 da. And it's not because that's just me. That is just me. And because I genuinely care.
Right.
And what's the point in having somebody on social media and you're following them, but you're not even talking to them?
There's a lot of people.
Right. Like I got these friends on my
acquaintances. Really?
Well, they shouldn't even call it friend list.
It should be acquaintance list.
Right. Acquaintance list. And then you remember like MySpace, like top favorite people. Yeah. Like what? Why am I not in your top favorites? Bitch, I haven't spoken to you in like 20 years. You were one of my favorites.
I actually liked MySpace better than Facebook, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah. Why? You get to put the music in the background. Oh,
you could do that now?
It's not the same.
No. Facebook
is kind of boring right now.
MySpace was cool in the sense that you can like create your own background and all of that stuff. But then I was like, I'm not a tech person like that. You had to put in these codes in order to get the wallpaper.
Yeah. But you figured it out.
Yeah.
You know how to do it.
You're like, copy and paste. And now I have rainbows and unicorn background with my death metal music playing and my top 10 favorite friends. Like, okay.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am that friend that will reach out and connect. And I am that friend that does my research to try to find people.
I know.
Because I've always been like that. Had I not done that, we would not be sitting here today.
Yeah.
Because Cheryl was my best friend as a little baby, you know, and I lost her once, and then luckily we got reconnected in first grade, and then I lost her again.
Yeah.
And then I was searching for her.
Yeah.
I searched for you and another friend of mine. And yeah. I found you like that, and then her, that was like more difficult.
Yeah.
But I eventually found her too.
Yeah.
And it's nice that, you know, there's somebody out there that you probably had a connection with,
right,
that is thinking about you to the point that they want to reach out to you and connect with you again because you meant so much to them.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think my anxiety, I mean, I don't really have anxiety too much these days, but mm-hmm. as a child, I had a lot of anxiety.
Right.
And the biggest like panic attack I had was my first day of first grade. That was the first one. And then instantly I saw Cheryl and it was like gone. Now, if Cheryl wasn't there, I don't know how things would have been.
You've been fine. At some
eventually,
point.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like eventually.
Yeah.
Like, we had a class of 31 back then.
Yeah.
In first grade. And we had two teachers.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the name of the second one, but I remember the first one.
Either. Yeah.
I remember the first one, but.
Miss Pena.
Right. And so we were, you know, I'm just like, I wonder how things would have played out had you not been there.
Interesting.
I don't know.
The world may never know.
The world will never know because I ain't going back to 1984 or 5.
Go back in the time machine, back into time.
Yes. Yeah.
Even though we wish we all can do that shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I want to go back to the time where I had no bills.
When you were free.
Yeah.
Wild and free. As we were in our 20s, which was the fun times.
Mm. And our teens.
in their teens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our preteens, I would say.
I mean, it's good to know that, yeah, I think for all of us, like, we all lived our, we enjoyed life, lived our youth, mm-hmm. did some wild, crazy things, you know, and I think, you know, at some point, you know, you have a family, you know, settle down, have a family. And not all of us have settled down and had a family, but, you know, you settle down, calm down, you know, go through life.
Start adulting.
Yeah, being an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think for the most part, all of us have gotten to that place where we're like slowing down. You know what I mean? Not wild and crazy while we're in our fucking 40s.
I said the next reunion, we're going to be showing up with like canes and walkers. More grays.
Yeah. It'd be so fucking weird. I don't even want to think about that. My God.
Right? It's scary to think about, actually. Yeah,
it is.
But I thought about that last night.
Look how old we are now. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine us being in 2023 back in 1994? That was like space age when we used to think about it.
Yeah, we thought about the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Life is going to be like this. We're going to fly cars and
Back to the Future. Like we used to think about, oh, this is going to be for real. You know,
hovercrafts.
And now we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like another 10 years. Shit, you know? I hope you all fucking still look good like how we do right now.
We will. We will. I don't think we stress much. I think
we stress, but like,
not,
you know.
Not to the capacity of other people, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we all look pretty good right now. So like, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Seriously.
Yeah.
Need the fountain of youth.
It's called Essentia.
No. That's not the real fountain of youth. But hey, they say drink a lot of water. And right. That's my point, water.
It does
help your skin.
Yeah, maybe not the stuff, not the water that sounds like seltzer when you open it, but yeah.
But we definitely had a good time and we hope that this is something that we could continue. And now, you know, pictures are up online and other people who were not there are seeing, maybe hopefully they'll want to reconnect. At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for maybe one, but you know, one or two. Sorry.
That's so funny. Oh my God. So, you know, I really hope that our listeners are fortunate to have like real friends.
Real friendships. Yeah.
Yeah. And what that looks like is literally you have such a strong connection that it's like you don't even skip a beat.
Right. You can go months or years without talking and it not be a big thing. Because some people are like, bitch, you haven't fucking called me and and it turns into a whole big thing. It's not like that, obviously. But, you know, when it comes down to this, you know, we want to hit on every aspect. You know, even though it's Lady and the Harlot, we'll always have to talk about sex and relationships. We talk about relationships.
We could talk about sex with our friends.
Yeah. We talk about relationships. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a very interesting conversation.
Friends that we've lusted after. Yeah.
Yeah. As an adult, we can now talk about it.
Right.
We could have an actual, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of holding back over here because I know where Cheryl's head is at right now and she knows where my head is at right now. So.
We're good girls.
Yes.
I'm dabbling with somebody right now.
Last night.
My head is not. I'm straight.
Yeah.
I'm straight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, I'll put it out there. I don't mind dabbling with someone I saw last night, but.
So funny.
What? I'm not in a relationship.
But I am.
You're in a dabble relationship.
Yeah, I don't even know what to fucking really call it, to tell you the truth.
It's dabbling.
Yeah.
I'm making that a word, everybody. It's dabbling.
It's nothing serious. It's serious, but it's not serious. You know what I mean?
A situationship.
A situationship. Just call it companionship. We have a companionship. That's what it is. I'm noticing it's evolving into a companionship. Yeah. You know,
you got your place, you got his place, you guys see each other when it's convenient, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really care about him. So it's, you know, not looking to, you know, dip.
Okay. That's fine. I'm looking to dip. I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah.
Is nothing wrong with having a little crush and attraction? Doesn't mean you have to act on it.
I already acted on my crush, and that we see what that, you know, led us to. So no more acting on crushes anymore.
Right. Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Right. So we are going to wrap up this week's episode. Special shout out to everybody that came last night.
Yeah. And it was nice to see everybody. It's good to know that we still can meet up and, you know, shoot the breeze like like nothing. You
and
know what
and
I
know
mean?
when shit hits the fan, you know, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know me with the song.
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah. If you guys want to reach out to us, you could reach out to us at ladyintheharlot@gmail.com. All of our episodes are up on the website.
Right. Or you can hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. You know, again, as I've always said, if you like what you hear, hit that subscribe button and follow and like and leave a positive review. As I always say, by doing so, you're helping us grow. You're helping our audience grow, you know? So we're only here for nothing but positivity and trying to help
whoever's out there.
Yeah.
You guys are not alone.
Right. So. Even though this episode was more like random, you know, talking about friendship, you know, but our past episodes, we've kind of dived deep.
There's probably a bunch of guys that listening to right now, like, who gives a fuck about friendship? Talk about goddamn sex.
Right.
Talk about kinkiness and BDSM.
Yeah, we haven't even spoken about all that.
Yes.
I think we need to dive back into that.
I know. We will.
You know, since we are both freaks, you know. Listen, I'm into all that. And the guy that I'm into, he's into all of that too. So
I'm sure he loves that you're putting him on blast about it.
No, he doesn't mind. Listen, sex is sex.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, spice it up.
I know.
Keep it going. Keep it freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Not boring and lame.
I know.
You know?
But we'll
nobody likes boring and lame.
No.
You know?
Like, who wants the same type of cereal? No. Variety pack.
You're so full of shit. You're saying that now.
What? I like Lucky Charms and fucking Frosted Flakes. Smacks. What else? Fruit Loops. I might have a Fruit Loop every now and then. I mean, come on.
You're so funny.
I don't stick with the same cereal.
You're now dabbling a little bit.
Am
I? Somebody new.
I'm not dabbling. That was one night.
You're venturing into the unknown.
Oh, yeah, I am. Well,
so, you know, to be continued with that. So the more you listen, the more you get to know what the fuck is going on in our lives, you know? From love, sex, relationship, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
So on that note... So crazy. Oh gosh. So on that note, this is the song that I guess we're going to be exiting to.
The song we graduated to.
Never thought I'd feel this way. This is so sad when you think about
that's
it.
That's why we were fucking bawling our eyes out.
Well, on that note, thank you for listening.
I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. Thank you for listening to us.
And we'll catch you next time on Lady in the Harlot podcast.
We love you.
We love you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me. For sure.